Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A first-of-its-kind study released recently from the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business has revealed that the impact of infrastructure investments in our state is expected to generate over $56 billion in economic output and support more than 45,000 jobs annually over the next 6 years. Adam Jones is Executive Director of the South Carolina Chapter of the American Council of Engineering Companies, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about your organization, first of all.
Sure. I represent the American Council of Engineering Companies of South Carolina and the American Council of Engineering Companies of South Carolina Infrastructure Works Institute. ACEC South Carolina is a 501c6 traditional trade association that works for the engineering community. Our members are engineering firms, not individuals. And I like to say that that group is here to advocate, educate, and communicate on behalf of the engineering industry. In the last few years, we realized that there were some things that we wanted to do that were a little bit outside of our initial mission for ACEC South Carolina. So we decided to create the American Council of Engineering Companies of South Carolina Infrastructure Works Institute. And that is actually who conducted the study, as well as look at things like workforce development as baby boomers retire, just like almost every other trade group and industry. We're seeing less people come in. But also very much so was the data part and the research. And our first major study was this one that we just unveiled on the economic impact of infrastructure in South Carolina.
All right, now let's talk about that. Were you surprised at the numbers?
Yes, I will say, I'll say they were larger than expected. I expected it to have a pretty good impact. And all this started kind of happening right after the IIJA pass and the ARPA, with all these dollars coming to infrastructure. So originally we just thought it'd be great to be able to benchmark those dollars and see what their impact was to the state. There hadn't been that kind of funding, at least in my career, coming from the feds. And then, you know, South Carolina stood up and had to match some of those dollars, at least for DOT. When we took it to our data partners, who are these, you know, agencies here, the South Carolina Department of Transportation, Department of Environmental Services, the Rural Infrastructure Authority, and the Office of Broadband, which I don't think traditionally people really thought as infrastructure until COVID happened, and you realize that how important it is to infrastructure and what all it touches. But it was actually the Department of Transportation who said, we'd love this data, but we'd also like to see the grand scheme of things, what the actual impact is for everything. And this is the first year of three that we know that we're going to do. We're contracted with Dr. Von Nessen for two more iterations. So I did know the impact was going to be large and figure that for the DOT because it was expansive. But to see it drill down just what those initial investments came down was, you know, very eye-opening, and the impact was large. I wouldn't have been able to guess, but for it to be that $54.6 billion, that was way larger than I anticipated.
And now we have maybe a minute left. You mentioned a lot of this infrastructure work that's going on in our state is the result of, you know, federal funding. There's a lot of questions these days, and in fact, it's pretty much a sure thing that this funding is drying up. Is there some concern now about the future of these numbers?
Yes, there's a lot of questions on a lot of things. But one thing I'll say that makes me feel a little bit better is during this administration's first term a couple years ago, infrastructure was a big word. Annually, ACEC goes to the Hill and talks to our congressional delegation. And I felt comfortable that they were going to at least maintain this amount of funding, but we would love to see it grow, because especially in South Carolina, we're playing catch up on a lot of things. So we definitely need more funding to do more. You know, to point out one big thing when it comes to the transportation sector is, you know, widening was nowhere on the 10-year plan, but the dollars that we did receive from ARPA were able to, the widening that you see leaving Columbia heading towards Charleston, that was able to happen and other things. So I always worried, but I think, and hopefully the study, obviously we only can use it for our own delegation, but shows that investing in infrastructure is a sound investment with a nice return for the people they represent.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for sharing and spending time with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam Jones is Executive Director of the South Carolina Chapter of the American Council of Engineering Companies. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.